Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you on today. God bless you, people of God. God bless you on today. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless each and every one of you. Glory be to God. Truly, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we do rejoice, and we're glad in it. Amen. On this day, we're so grateful to the Lord for another day. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. Glory be to God. It's another day, hallelujah, that he's kept our minds, he's kept our hearts, amen. He's kept us, people of God, with our minds stayed on him. And we're grateful to the Lord on today, amen. We pray that you have taken time out on this day, amen, Jesus, to give the Lord some of your time, to give the Lord some of your worship, to give the Lord, amen, the glory that is due unto his name. Amen, Jesus, because truly he's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory. Amen. And here we are yet again, people of God. We have come to bless his name. Amen. For the Lord is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Amen. I'm excited about the Lord. I'm excited about what he's doing in this hour. Amen. Truly, the Lord is doing great things. We know that there's a lot that's going on in the earth, people of God. But you know what? Our Savior yet lives. He still lives, people of God. He still lives. And we're so grateful for that on today, people of God. And because he lives, we live. And we just give God thanks. We just give God praise. Amen. We give him honor. We give him glory. All of the glory due unto his name. Amen, Jesus. We give it to him. Amen. We give it unto him because he's worthy. We give it unto him, people of God, because he created us to worship him. Amen. And so for this, we thank the Lord. Amen. While you're continuing, while you're coming in, people of God, come on in. Come on in. Amen, Jesus. Come on in. Glory to God. Come on in and find your place. Amen. Find your seat. Glory be to God here on the Prayer News Network Global. Go ahead and get your pen. Go ahead and get your paper. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus, because truly we know that there's a word from the Lord. Amen. We know that there's a word from the Lord on tonight for you. Glory to God. And we want you to hear and to receive all that the Lord has for you on tonight. Amen. On this day. Amen, on this marvelous Monday. Amen, Jesus. Come on in. Come on in, people of God. Glory be to God. While you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come in to be in with you on tonight. Invite them to come on in. Glory be to God. Listen, we're not selfish. We're not selfish. Amen. We don't want to get it all for ourselves, but we want someone else to be blessed as well. Amen. So if you would, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in. to listen in with you, to be a part of this worship experience. Glory be to God. Invite them to come on in. Invite them to come on in. Amen. Invite them to come on in. Amen. Tell them to come on in the house. Amen. Tell them everything that you need is in the house. Amen. Glory be to God. Tell them to come on in. Come on in. Come on in on today. Amen. Glory to God. We're so grateful again to be here. Amen, Jesus. We've been traveling. Amen. The past couple of days. Amen, Jesus. But nevertheless, we're here. We're here on tonight. In Jesus' name, we thank God for you for continuing to come, continuing to be a part of, to continue to help this ministry to move forward. Amen. This outreach ministry. We thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God, because as we always say, it's not a one-man show. Glory to God, but we thank God for all hands on deck. All hands on deck to keep, amen, Jesus, the ministry moving forward. Amen, because you just never know. People of God, you just never know. The one time that you're out of place may be the one time, amen, that you're needed. So listen, we want to be in the right place at the right time all the time. Amen. We want to be in the right place at the right time all the time. Amen. Glory be to God. So on tonight, amen, we again want to thank each and every one of you. I want to thank God for my co-host, amen, Jesus Minister Emmanuel Hogue. Glory to God. And for Evangelist Diane Bonds, amen, Jesus, for always standing in the gap, being there, amen, to help this ministry, amen, to continue to hold it up, amen, to hold up the Lord's ministry, amen, the vision, amen, that he has, glory to God, erected in the earth for people, amen, for people that are yet coming, amen. And we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, Jesus. Glory to God for our Facebook listeners. Amen, Jesus. We want to let you know that we're trying to, amen, get connected. I tell you, glory be to God, the devil ain't nothing but a liar. Amen. He's nothing but a liar. Glory be to God. We're able to usually connect, amen, from our radio to our Facebook page. And then, glory be to God, then that began to, amen, have interference. Amen. But by the blood of Jesus. Amen, Jesus, we came on through that. Amen, and now, glory be to God, we're trying to get you all connected now. Amen, so that you can listen via Facebook. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, but the blood of Jesus. Somebody just say the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. The blood of Jesus on tonight. The blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There it is. There it is. There it is. Hallelujah. The blood still works. Ah, yes, sir. Glory be to God. Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. We welcome you again. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen, Jesus, to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. Well, we're here, amen, doing kingdom business. Amen, we're here, glory to God, proclaiming, declaring the word. Amen, Jesus, to win the lost at any cost. Amen, this is the Lord's vision. Amen, for the scripture declares, amen, that it's not his will that any be lost, glory to God, but that all would come to repentance. And here we are, people of God, amen, just declaring this gospel that somebody would hear, glory to God, all over this continental U.S., amen, over the world, wherever you're listening from, glory to God, that your hearts will be pricked, amen, Jesus, that you will come, amen, into true conversion, amen, that you will come, that you will be born again, amen, Jesus, glory to God, that you will enter into the kingdom, glory be to God, by way of Jesus Christ. There's only but one way, amen, Jesus, through, amen, and by the true and the living God, amen, and he loves you just that much, amen, for he gave his life, he gave his life, he died that you might live, glory to God, and we're here declaring this gospel, people of God, that you might hear, that you might understand, glory to God, the great love, that he had for you. Amen. The scripture declares that we were born in sin and that we were shapen in iniquity. Glory to God. We were already born, glory to God, with a price on our heads. Amen. The enemy sought to take us out. Glory be to God. But then, amen, Christ came. Amen. Our God came, amen, through the body of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. He made the ultimate sacrifice. He was God himself walking in the earth. In the beginning was the Word. Oh, woo, the Word, the Word, the Word. Glory be God. In the beginning, amen, he executed a plan to redeem fallen man back to himself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He could have wiped us out, amen. But, people of God, we were created in his image and in his likeness, amen. So he didn't wipe us out. He didn't wipe his image out. Glory be to God, but he executed a plan, amen, to bring us back. Amen. Hallelujah. All the way from the beginning. My God, who wouldn't serve a God like that? Amen. That's all powerful. All power. All power is given unto him. Amen. And we thank God on tonight, amen, because we're coming tonight. We're going to hear, amen, what thus saith the Lord. Listen, people of God. Amen. The work was so great, and the Bible, amen, contains, glory be to God, amen. Listen, listen, it contains, amen, it contains, glory be to God, the blueprint. It contains the pattern of what God has established in the earth, that he would bring us back, amen, Jesus unto himself, so that he would redeem us from the curse of the law, that he would redeem us, amen, from sin. Glory be to God. Translate us into his dear kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bring us into the kingdom. Amen. Because he's already called us kings and princes. Amen. We're kings. Amen. We're prince. Amen. Kingdom saints of the Most High God. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, it just feels good. Amen. When you know who you are. Amen. So we bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus, for the power, amen, that he has invested into us. We just give God thanks, amen. We bless him. Glory be to God. We bless him. Amen, Jesus, we bless him. Amen. If we had 10,000 tongues, amen, people of God, it would not be enough. It would not be enough, amen, to give him praise, to give him thanks, amen. It wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't be enough, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We're, amen, amen, as we're continuing to get set up, amen, with that little delay. Amen, Jesus, we're going to ask, amen, our co-host, Minister Emmanuel, amen, if he would just come and greet the people, amen, just briefly, amen, while we get this last leg of connection here. If you just come over and greet the people, Minister Emmanuel, man of God, amen, we would appreciate it on tonight.
Amen. God bless you. Amen, woman of God. Amen. God bless you to all the people of God. Amen. We praise God. Amen. For life. Praise him for grace and his mercy. Thank God for one more day that the Lord has spared us to see. Truly, God is a good God. Amen. In spite of, amen, every circumstances, in spite of, amen, our situations that we may be currently dealing with right now. Amen. God is still good. And that's what God wants to know. Can we bless him in the midst of trouble? Can we bless God in the midst of, amen, circumstances, amen, that may not be so good? And truly, amen, we got to learn that God is good all the time, not just when he's blessing you, not just when, amen, you got pocket full of money, not just when your cabinet is full of food, but, amen, what about when you don't have no money? What about when you don't have, amen, amen, a cabinet full of food, or amen, what about if your transportation, amen, fails you, amen, and you don't have transportation? Can you still lift your hands and your voice and say, God, you're still good. God, I still love you in spite of it all. I still love you. I still worship you. Amen. I choose to worship tonight. Amen. Because I know that God, he is that kind of God. He is a good God. Amen. I praise God. Amen. Through it all. Amen. I'm currently going through a situation right now. Amen. My car broke down on me. But you know what? God is still good. I still choose to worship. I still, amen, choose to exalt the Lord, because I know he is God. And I know, amen, what the devil meant for bad, what the devil means for our hurt, God, he means it for our good. Amen. Can anything good come out of this? Oh, yes. If we trust God and we believe God, amen, we'll see, amen, that God has a purpose and God has a plan. Amen. Like we always say, God don't make no mistake. Amen. So, people of God, we want to just encourage you, amen, just to hold your head and walk on through. Amen. The sun is going to shine. Amen. The sun is going to shine. Amen. It won't be raining always. And amen. And not only that, but the joy of the Lord is our strength. This is why we continuously come to this line, amen, to continue to maintain our joy, to get strength, amen, to help us, amen, in the time of need. And one thing about it, people of God, you may say, well, I'm not going through anything right now. Everything is just fine in my life. Everything is just going smooth. Okay, fine. But let me tell you something. By and by, somewhere down the road, amen, you're going to need this joy. Amen. So right now, while everything is smooth sailing in your life, while everything is going, amen, how you want it to go, amen, you got nothing to complain about. You got nothing to be frustrated about. Wonderful. But let me tell you something, what to do in advance and what to do in the meantime. Store up your prayers. Bottle up your prayers. Amen, because the day's going to come when you're going to need those prayers. Amen. So right now, while God has given you joy down in your soul, amen, store it up, because a test is going to come. Something is going to come your way, and God is trying to prepare you. God is trying to prepare you for that test. Amen. That's why, amen, the scripture lets us know in Nehemiah, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Did you hear that? For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. You got to get all the joy you can get. Amen. To be able, when the tests do come, amen, you will have the joy of the Lord and you will have the strength to go through that test. Amen. No joy, no strength. No joy, no strength. Amen. Mm-hmm. But the joy of the Lord, glory be to God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. So we want to encourage you, amen, people of God, look up. Look to Jesus. Amen. Bottle up your prayers. Mm-hmm. Amen. Store up your prayers. Feel like you go to the store and you get your canned goods. Amen. You store up your canned goods for, amen, from the storm. You know a snowstorm is coming, or you know bad weather is coming. You go to the grocery store and you store up. You stock up. Amen. You load up on your canned goods and on your food, your bread and your milk. Amen. So that you can have enough, amen, to hold you over till the storm passes. Well, same way spiritually. Store up your prayers, people of God. Store up your prayers, amen. Amen. Because a storm, amen, there's a storm out. Amen. And if your soul is not anchored, you will surely drift away. Amen. But amen. But in the meantime, people of God, store up your prayers. Amen. This is what I want to tell you. Store up your prayer, because you're going to need them. You're going to need them. But right now, God, he's preparing us for what's to come. Amen. God bless you. We pray your hearts have been encouraged. Amen. We pray that you're encouraged to seek the Lord. And this is why we come to this Prayer News Network. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Pray for me. Amen. Pray my strength for the Lord. Amen. And God, I will go all the way with the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Glory be to God. Amen. We got to store up. Amen. The man of God say amen. Jesus brings to mind, amen, that song that says, there's a storm out on the ocean and it's moving this away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely, surely, surely drift away. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We got to store up, people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. We know there's a lot of storms. There's a lot of brewing out there in the natural. Glory be to God. There's a lot of brewing out there in the spirit. Amen. But if we store up, amen, Jesus, glory to God, we'll have something to pull from. Amen, Jesus. We don't have to fret. Glory be to God. Amen. Because we know, amen, that the Lord is with us. Amen. We know that we're prepared. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, people of God, this is why we are here. Amen, Jesus. That's why we're here on this Prayer News Network. Glory be to God. Amen. We're praying together. We're listening at the word together. Amen. We're being strengthened together. Amen. We're being fortified together. Glory be to God. Listen, you're coming. Amen. Faith comes by hearing. Amen. And you better know, amen, you're coming to this line, glory to God, that there's something, amen, as the song said, there's something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, there's something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Amen. Glory be to God. It's working. Amen. You're listening to the word, and people of God, that word is coming on the inside. And you better believe it's working out. Amen. It's working out of you those things that are not like God. Amen. You're coming. You're listening. You're attentive to this word that God has, amen, allowed to come via way, amen, of this line, via way of this radio. Glory be to God. And you better know you're being fortified. Amen. You can't just come and the word just come and you're listening and it's not taking root. No. It doesn't work like that. Amen. Glory to God. So you're being increased. You're being fortified. Amen, Jesus, so that you can store up, so that you can make room. Amen, for what God wants to do in your life. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. Thank you again, Minister Emmanuel. God bless you on tonight. People of God, listen, we want to thank God for you. For those that are just coming in, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on in. Thank you for being a part. Listen, don't forget to go ahead and tell somebody. Let somebody know that we're here. We are here, front and center. We are here. Amen. Jesus, tell them to come on, come on, come on. Encourage them to come. Listen, all we can do is tell them. Amen. It's up to them to make the choice. But if we don't tell them, we don't give them the opportunity to make the choice. So we want to tell them to let them know. We thank God for each of you that are coming. We thank God for all of our international listeners. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus, reaching over 34 countries now. We thank God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Italy, Spain, glory be to God, China, Russia, amen. We thank God, Uganda, amen. Glory be to God, London, England, glory be to God. We always like to mention just a few so that we can let you know, amen, Jesus, that we know that you're listening. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. Listen, amen, you're listening by radio. Tell someone else about it. Amen. Tell somebody else about the Prayer News Network. Amen. Invite them to come. You're being blessed. You're listening. You're being blessed. You're coming back. You're coming back. Amen. So listen, don't just come back by yourself, but bring somebody else with you. Amen. Because we want somebody else to be blessed. Listen, the Lord has a mission. Amen. To save the world. Glory be to God. This was his mission. Amen. That none be lost, but that what? All will come to repentance. Amen. And we look in the world today, we realize, amen, that there are so many that are not yet reached. And so we're here, people of God, to reach the lost, amen, at any cost. Amen. We thank God for this platform, for entrusting us with this work. We thank God for it. We thank God for entrusting us, amen, Jesus, and sending us anointed vessels that they can come and declare this word, glory be to God, so that people would hear and that people would be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to go ahead and get ready. Amen. We're so excited. Amen. We want to let you know, amen, that this is a line of order. We thank God. Amen. I thank God for my, amen, Celestia intercessor, my apostle, chief apostle, the late Dr. S.C. James, and thank him tonight for, amen, Jesus, Apostle Samuel Huggins James, thanking God for him, Bishop K.A. Tina, my pastor, amen, Apostle D.G. Taylor, thanking God for them on tonight, these leaders, amen, to let you know, people of God, we're not just out here doing something, amen, but it is sanctioned, amen, by the Lord. The blessing of the Lord rests. Amen. And we thank God for what he's doing in each of you. Amen. In your lives, we're thanking him for growth. We're thanking him for development. Amen. We're thanking him for movement. We're thanking him for removing the fear. We're thanking him for breathing into you. Amen. And to each and every one of you. Amen. When you came to this line, listen, people of God, I guarantee you, you're not there anymore. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we thank God, amen, there's so much that we can say, but listen, we cannot say it all, amen, at one time, amen. We do have a speaker on tonight, Lord of God, a woman of God who's certainly no stranger to this line, but amen, we want to go ahead and, and sanctify the line on tonight, amen, Jesus, because we want to give space for the woman of God. But listen, people of God, we want you to go ahead and tell somebody, amen, please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead and tell somebody about the line and invite someone to come. Glory be to God. Invite them to come on to hear the word on tonight. Let them know there's a word from the Lord for them on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And listen, when you invite them, amen, if you know that they're not saved, amen, you should be praying for them. Lord, touch their heart. Lord, move upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch them. Cause them to see. Open their hearts. Open their minds. You got to be praying for them. Amen. You got to be praying for them when they come. Amen, Jesus, because you want the Lord to do a work in them. Bless them. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Oh, God, bless them. Bless them. Do something special in them. Amen. When you invite people to come, people of God, you got to be praying for them, amen, that the Lord, amen, would have free course in their lives. Amen. That he would move in a mighty way, that they would be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, we are so grateful, people of God. Amen. We're going to bless the line on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Then we're going to move on out of the way. Amen, Jesus, for the word on tonight, because it's the word that washes us and cleanses us and purifies us and does the work in our lives. Amen. Glory to God. So if you would, people of God, just, amen, let's just, amen, have a word of prayer on tonight. Amen. We're going to move on out of the way. Amen, for the word of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We honor.
The recording has started.
We glorify you for your goodness. We glorify you for your grace. Father, we're thanking you for your goodness on tonight, for you've been good to us. You've been good, Father, better than we've been to ourselves. And we just want to come tonight and say thank you. We thank you tonight, Father, for life, health, and strength. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for keeping our minds and for keeping our hearts, oh, God, even in the midst of so much turmoil in the earth. But we're thanking you on tonight for you're our hope, you're our strength. We thank you on tonight for you, our life. And we, oh, God, we understand that our lives are hid in you. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you on tonight for you yet live. And because you live, we live. And we give you thanks and we give you praise in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, we're asking you tonight to look upon us. Look upon each and every one of us now in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking, oh, God, that you would look upon the altar of our hearts. Look upon us, glory to God. You see the need, oh God. You see what we have need of even before we ask. We're asking that you would look upon us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would have your way. Have your way in this line. Have your way over these airways, oh God. Have your way in the isles of the sea. Have your ways in the Middle East. Have your way, oh God, in the north and in the south. We ask that you have your way and move by your spirit in the precious name of Jesus. Move for your people, Father, in your precious name, oh God. We're asking you, glory to God. We're asking that you will look upon each and every one of us. Look upon us tonight, Father. We're asking that you will forgive us of sin. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, look upon our hearts on tonight. Anything, oh God, that is within us. Anything, oh God, that's hindering us, that's keeping us from moving forward. Anything within us, oh God, that's keeping us, oh God, from tasting of your grace. We're asking that you are moving in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, glory be to God, to show us ourselves. Show us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Show us those areas, oh God. Cause your light to shine upon us. In the name of Jesus, whether it be for unforgiveness, whether it be bitterness on tonight, Father, we're asking you to move, oh God, move upon us tonight. For you said by your word, oh God, that none but the pure in heart shall see you. Father, we're asking that you do a heart, Jehoiah, yeah, God. We're asking you to move upon our hearts on tonight. Father, move upon us tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, move in the name of Shay, God, move upon us tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, let us not, oh God, let us not on tonight, let us not die, oh God, in our sin. Let us not leave, oh God, in the name of Jesus, unfulfilled, oh God, your purpose and your plan for our lives. In the name of Jesus, cause us, oh God, let us not self-destruct. Let us not, glory be to God, stand in the way of our own blessings. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you move tonight. Move, oh God, move as only you can. Move move in salvation on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you do it. We're asking that you do it yet again. Do it again in the midst of your people. Glory to God, Father, we're asking you tonight, let your will be done. That kingdom come. That kingdom come. That kingdom come. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you do it tonight. We're asking that you move by your spirit. Move by your anointing. God, in the name of Jesus, Father, for again, you know what we have need of before we even ask. Father, we're asking that you would sanctify us now. Sanctify our minds. Sanctify our minds, oh God. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, sanctify our mind. God tells us to be ready. Make us ready. Make us ready for your word. Glory to God. Take up all the roots, oh God. Take up the seeds on tonight that will choke the word. We're asking on tonight that you are moved by your spirit, moved by your anointing. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're asking you on tonight to bless the line. Bless your people in the name of Jesus. Bless the word. Bless your speaker on tonight. Move by your spirit. Move by your higher. Oh, God. He has to, God. Move by your anointing, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do it. Do it as only you can. We're asking you to do it. Hey, Galonia Masa. Do it because we know that you can. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for moving. We thank you, oh God, for your choice anointing. Oh God, that you've ordained for this place and for this hour, for this people. We thank you for your choice anointing. We thank you, oh God, for your glory. Now, Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Father, we're asking that you would cover us on tonight. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us on tonight and we shall be hid in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to cause there to be lifting. Cause there to be lifting for the heavy heart. Cause there to be lifting on tonight. Cause there to be lifting on tonight. Cause there to be lifting, oh God, for those that are grieving on tonight. For grieving, glory to God, for loss of their loved ones. We're asking you to move tonight. Father, we're asking that you would do it again. Do it again for your people. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. Father, we glorify you on tonight for all that you've done. We're thanking you tonight for your move. We're thanking you tonight for your manifestation. We're thanking you tonight for your power. We do give you honor. We do give you glory. We do give you praise on tonight. Father, now we say, have your way. Have your way as only you can. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your blessed word. Thank you for your word going forth. We thank you on tonight. Hey, God, Tasha. Woo, glory to God. We thank you tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your power, your manifestation. Thank you, oh God, for what you've already done in the midst of your people. We do give you praise. We give you honor, glory. Hide us now behind your precious cross. Father, we're asking that you cover us, shield us in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God in every heart on tonight, every heart on tonight. Glory be to God, every heart on tonight. Say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We do again. We do again. Bless the Lord. We bless him. We thank him. Amen. For this time, for this hour. Amen. Jesus, this hour of power, this hour of manifestation. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. How many ready for the word on tonight? Amen. We're grateful, amen, for what the Lord has done. Amen. Even in our several, amen, churches, our several places of worship on yesterday. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for what he's already done. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight for this night. Amen. For what he's about to do in the midst of us, people of God. We bless the Lord. Amen. For his vessel. Amen, that he has chosen for tonight. Amen, Jesus, the woman of God. Amen, that, amen, she, listen, we claim her. Amen, Jesus, she's a part of our PNN family. Amen, glory to God, if she didn't know it, amen, she knows it now. But we bless the Lord for this woman of God. Amen, love her dearly. Amen, thank God for her life. Thank God, amen, for what she's doing, amen, in ministry. She does have, amen, her own broadcast. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, she's coming to us from Baltimore, Maryland. Glory be to God, coming to us by way of Holy Temple Church of God. Amen, Jesus, this woman of God. Amen, Jesus. She is Pastor Dr. Sheila Hameen. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you on tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I give honor to God on this evening. I give honor to whom honor is due. I'm so happy to be back on the Prayer News Network Global. Praise the Lord. It's been a while since I've been on here, but thanks be to God. It's another opportunity to minister alongside great ministers of the Lord who are going forth and doing a great work of God. I'm so grateful for the invitation, and I'm so thankful that the Lord has put these things together. Amen. Had it not been for him, it would not be. But by the grace of God, look at what God has done. Look at how God has blessed. And there's so much more that God has in store. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all things. We're not going to prolong the time. But at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name, O God. We come before you, humbling ourselves, Lord, asking you for mercy and for grace. Lord, we come seeking a word from you, Lord, asking that you will minister unto us through your word, O God, that you will minister to every listener and bless them right now, Lord, with the blessing that they stand in need of. Oh, Lord God, heal the hurt. Heal, Lord Jesus. Deliver through your word. Everything we need is in your word, oh God, and we wait to hear from you. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I ask that you will pray along with me as we go to the word of God, and I would like to start with a few verses of scripture, starting with St. John, the 10th chapter, verse 9, going over to 2 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, verses 10 through 17. I have a couple more, and I'm not sure how far I'll get, but I'll go as far as the Lord leads. Philippians, the 3rd chapter, verses 7 through 14, and also the book of Acts 14, 21 through 27. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible, and tonight the subject is Jesus is the door of life. And a subtopic would be walk in the door. Starting with St. John, the 10th chapter, verse 9, reads, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Going over to 2 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, verse 10, reads, to whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sake forgave I it in the person of Christ, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me of the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit, because I found not Titus my brother. But taking my leave of them, I went from thence into Macedonia. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one, we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other, the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. Let's go to Philippians, the third chapter, starting with verse 7. And the Bible reads, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Acts, the 14th chapter, beginning with verse 21. "And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. And after they had passed through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Attalia and thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles." Amen. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. Amen. The word of God is so rich and so pure. Glory to God. It's so heavenly and so righteous. The word of God is on such a high level. It is not to be taken lightly. But we are to take the word of God very seriously. Amen. Because it could mean salvation or destruction to our souls. Glory to God. Starting back in St. John, the 10th chapter, verse 9, Jesus began to say, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Jesus explains that he is the door. This is our entrance into life, because Jesus himself, being the door, he is also the life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And this Subtopic, walk in the door. Walk in Jesus. In stepping into Jesus, we find that God begins to mold us, shape us, and form us as we pass through this door. Glory to God. We are on one side, one way, but when we walk in the door, hallelujah, we become transformed, become a brand new creature. Oh, glory to God. Are you praying with me? Praise the Lord. So Apostle Paul began to pick up in 2 Corinthians, the second chapter. And at this time, I believe there was someone there who had caused grief, and he was writing to the church at Corinth. He began to talk about forgiveness. And as he wrote here in the 10th verse, explaining that if he forgave anything, he did it as in the person of Christ. But we have to learn how to forgive as Christ has forgiven us, because we have an enemy, an adversary. Satan wants to get the advantage over us because many of us are not aware of his devices. Unlike Apostle Paul said, we are not ignorant of his devices. There is a warfare going on, and it's a spiritual warfare. We ought not to be blind to these things. We ought to have a good understanding that there's a warfare going on, and the enemy wants to keep us from walking in the door that the Lord has opened for us. Praise the Lord. And that is described later on in the chapters, how Apostle Paul mentioned what was going on with him when he got to a certain place and he didn't see his brother Titus. He didn't stop there. He explained that he had no rest in his spirit, glory to God, but he had already walked in the door. So he did not stop, but he took leave from Troas and went to Macedonia. And after going to Macedonia, the Lord began to bless in a great way. And so that was an opportunity that he didn't miss out on just by feeling in his spirit that he had no rest. But sometimes we are tested and we are tried to the point where it feels like, what's the use, or why should I continue on? Praise the Lord. But I urge you to press on anyhow, because it is worth it. There is a crown of righteousness waiting for you, and that enemy wants to stop you from receiving it. Nevertheless, he began to give thanks to God because he knew that God always caused his people to triumph in Christ. When we walk in Christ, he is that door of life, and we will triumph over the enemy. Hallelujah. And God will make manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. No matter where we go, God will make manifest the savor of his knowledge. Praise the Lord. That word savor, if we think about the meaning of it, it's a characteristic taste, flavor, or smell. It reminds me of the scripture in Psalms Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, glory be to God. And this is especially of something that is pleasant. And when we savor something, we take our time and slowly relish in it and enjoy it, try to make it last as long as possible. We don't rush through it, but we want to experience the fullness and completeness of it. Praise the Lord. So then in this, God will manifest the savor of his knowledge, his word, glory to God, his precious word. So to the point, oh, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that we can get the fullness of his power. We can experience the knowledge of God in every place, no matter where we go. When we open our mouths, the oracles of God will be spoken as long as we walk in Christ. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. So this savor is sweet. It's a sweetness of Christ. And to one, it is savor unto death, or rather of death unto death, and to the other, the savor of life unto life. And the question, and who is sufficient for these things? Apostle Paul elaborates, saying, for we are not as many. There are a lot of people who are not willing to preach the true word of God. They corrupt the word of God. They're not sincere. They're not even doing it for God. They're doing it for filthy lucre. They're doing it for whatever can benefit them. Praise the Lord. But there are a few who are willing to preach the word of God in its fullness, who are willing to speak the things that God commands them to speak. Oh, hallelujah. In sincerity, as of God, in the sight of God, we speak in Christ. Why? Because we walked in the door. Oh, hallelujah. That door presents many opportunities, but there is that force, that evil force, that's always trying to block our path to walking in the door, always seeking to devour, destroy us. He's a thief, as Jesus described him. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. Oh, praise the Lord. And I'm just taking my time because I really don't know which way God is going to lead and how far he's going to lead. But let us focus on Jesus, who is the door of life. And let us concentrate sincerely and walk in the door. There are many things that we are not aware of that God wants to do with us, but we haven't taken that step of faith and walked in the door. Hallelujah. The door is open. It's set before us. And all we have to do is walk therein. Hallelujah. And then furthermore, Apostle Paul began to pick up in Philippians, the third chapter. And he talked here in the seventh verse, saying things that were gained to him before he knew Christ or came to know him. He He counted those things as loss for Christ. Those things meant nothing else to him because he had experience. He had a chance to savor the knowledge of God. He had a relationship with Christ. He says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Nothing else even compares to the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. I'm just going to take time and savor this knowledge. I'm going to take time and relish the knowledge of Christ. Hallelujah. Because everything else is lost. That has no value whatsoever. It means absolutely nothing to me when it comes to the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. He says on, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Hallelujah. He compared them to dung, waste. They are nothing because I want to win Christ. And furthermore, be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. That door of faith is open. Walk in faith. Hallelujah. He said on in the 10th verse, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Looking forward to that day when the trumpet sounds and we can rise to eternal life. Hallelujah. Full glory to God. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Hallelujah. We have to forget about everything that is behind us and reach forth to those things which are before us, the open door that is before us, reach forth. Hallelujah. And there's an effort that comes along with it. He says in verse 14, I press toward the mark. I press toward that door, the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This is something that we don't always consider, is how God wants us to put forth this effort to get to the place where he wants us to be. We're not going to get there on a flowery bed of ease. Hallelujah. And also it was mentioned in the scripture how that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. So we must press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. He mentions further in the book of Acts. And this was the time where Apostle Paul had been stoned and left for dead. These were religious leaders who stoned him and left him for dead. But you know, as the saints began to stand around him, he got up, he stood up, amen, and he got in the city. So the next day he left with Barnabas to Derbe. He didn't let that stop him from walking in the door or taking advantage of the opportunities and doors that God had placed before him. And let's take it as an example. Because sometimes when the enemy begin to rise up against us and fight us so hard and almost knock us down, and sometimes we do get knocked down, glory to God, we ought to press our way and get back up again. Keep on going. So Apostle Paul, after being stoned and they thought he was dead, they left him there. But he wasn't dead. He got up the next day and went to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city, he wasn't sitting around his wounds and feeling all sorry for himself, but he went on and preached the gospel to that city. And he taught many. They returned again to Lystra. He didn't stop. He just kept on going. And to Iconium and Antioch. What was he doing as he returned to these places? Confirming the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and explaining to them that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. The door is more up. There are people out there who need to hear the word of God. There are souls that are lost and they have no hope. They're out there seeking some kind of change. They're seeking some kind of deliverance. Some of them are sick in their bodies and they need to be healed. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. But we ought to be encouraged to walk in Christ. Walk in that open door, that door of opportunity, that door of possibilities. There's no telling where God take us. We can see the door, but we may not know where it's going to lead us. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to walk in the door. Don't be afraid to step inside, because there is a blessing waiting for you on the other side. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm reminded of a Bible study that I used to attend at one of the jobs I used to work. And when the person who was conducting the Bible study spoke about a door that had over the top or then an invitation saying, all are welcome. Everyone didn't step in the door. But for those who accepted the invitation and walked in the door, on the other side of the door, the word chosen was written. You see, many are called, but few chosen. The invitation is to all. All are invited, but all won't step in. Hallelujah. And so you have this opportunity right now to step in the door of life. You have the opportunity to do something for the Lord. God has a great blessing for you. Praise the Lord. And I want to encourage you to step in that door. In Acts the 14th chapter and the 27th verse, Apostle Paul is saying here, and when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. You see, Apostle Paul started out, he was trying to minister to the Jews. But God had a special place for him to minister to the Gentiles. And when he went on and stepped in that door, God led him to where he wanted him to be. And God began to bless. He opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles, those who were not a people. God called them his, hallelujah, and they called God their God. Amen. They got to know him in a way that they never knew before. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So tonight, I encourage you to take the word of God in. And for those of you who are standing afar off and in the valley of decision, wondering whether or not you should step in that door, I want to encourage you. Jesus is the door of life. Walk in the door. Amen. Come on in over on the Lord's side. Come on over on the Lord's side. You might say, well, I'm already on the Lord's side. But you're missing something. Glory to God. You're missing that door that is set before you, that open door. You've been passing by it. You've been walking near it, but you're there right in front of the door. Why don't you walk on in? No need to fear, because Jesus will give you life. Jesus will bless you greatly if you just take him at his word. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Have you entered in the door? He shall go in and out and find pasture. Glory to God. I thank God for the word of God. I thank you for your patience and for your prayer. Praise the Lord. The word of God, it stirs my soul. It's so filled with mysteries. It's so many riches in the word of God. If we just seek it out, if we search the scriptures, we can find life, we can find joy, we can find deliverance, healing, everything we need, we can find it in the word of God. Praise the Lord. And so, are you relishing and enjoying the excellency of the knowledge of Christ? Amen. Praise God. At this time, there may be someone who desires prayer, who has a special prayer request tonight, and you want to petition God. We will go to God with you and petition the Lord. If there's anyone who has a special prayer request, we invite you to come over on the platform and make your request known. Come over on the platform and make your request known, and we will go to God on your behalf. Now that this opportunity is open, this is an open door for you to step in. If you don't know Christ in the departing of your sins, if you haven't had your sins forgiven, this is your opportunity right now to ask the Lord to forgive your sins and to save you. And you can walk in that door. There's nothing to fear. But right now is your opportunity. Don't let it pass you by. And that's the thing about doors. You see, Jesus, he has the power to open doors that no man can shut. And he also has the power to shut doors that no man can open. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So if I were you, I would not allow this opportunity to pass me by. Tonight is your night to get your deliverance from the Lord. Tonight is your opportunity to be saved, hallelujah, to be healed, to be strengthened, encouraged, to receive the help that you need, hallelujah, to be loosed from your bonds, from your chains and shackles. Oh, glory to God. Tonight is your night. And when you come over on the platform, and you make your petition known, we're coming in the presence of the Lord, and you are saying it to God. And we're going to pray on your behalf. Is there one tonight who wants to come over on the platform and make your request or your petition known before the Lord? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He can hear you, even if you say nothing. But we're going to go to God, believing God together. Praise the Lord, and put our minds on the Lord, everyone. And whatever you desire, God knows your desire. He knows even before we ask. And so tonight, let us turn our hearts and our minds toward Jesus, toward that open door of life, toward that place that we ought to be walking in. And let us pray earnestly for our God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you right now for mercy. We thank you for grace. Lord, we come before you and we humble ourselves, Lord, asking you for mercy and for forgiveness. Lord, we ask right now that you will incline your ear, and that you will hear the prayers and the petitions, all the requests that are made right now, God, silent and spoken in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, you can hear everything. You know our hearts, oh God. We are asking you to search us, Lord. Whatever you're not pleased with, please, oh God, be merciful and compassionate and forgive us. Blot out our transgressions. Wash away our iniquities in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray a special prayer for those who are on the prayer list, for those right now who are listening, who have a special prayer request. Oh, my God, we come to you on their behalf tonight, asking you to grant them their petition, Lord. You know what they're asking for right now. You know what they stand in need of. And we ask, God, that you will grant it unto them in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will lay your hand upon them. Touch right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Rebuke and bind every evil force. Tear down the works of darkness in the name of Jesus. Cover under your blood, Lord. Let your blood wash. Let it purify us, oh God. Let it clean us up, Lord Jesus. We are praying right now, Lord, for those who are desiring to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, my God. For them, Lord, a special prayer
that you will forgive all of their sins. Oh, my God, that you will touch their hearts and their minds, that you will break up their heart, oh, God, and work on them, Jesus. Lift them up out of the situation they're in, Lord, and give them hope, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know you're able to do all things, oh, God. And we pray, Lord, that you will stay the hand of death and give somebody enough time to repent, Lord Jesus. Give somebody enough time to turn from the error of their ways. Give the backslider enough time to return unto you, oh, God. Have mercy right now, Lord. We need mercy and we need your grace. Oh, Lord, we call on you because all power is given unto you in heaven and in earth. And we are taking you at your word, Lord God, because according to your word, you said if we ask anything in your name, you would do it, my God. Hallelujah. And we believe you, Lord. And we're asking you to do it for us right now. While we're praying, oh God, we're asking you for healing and for restoration. While we're praying this prayer, God, we're asking you to open that door that is shut in our face. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. While we're praying, Lord, we're asking you to please touch the heart of the individual who's trying to stop your people, God. Bind the enemy on every side and save that individual, Lord. You know all about it, my God. While we're praying this prayer, Lord Jesus, we ask you to go into the hospitals and touch those who are sick in their bodies and raise them up, Lord. Lord, make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus. We're waiting on you, Lord. We can't do anything until you come. We can't do anything without you, Lord. We need you right now, God. We need you to help us, Lord. We don't know what to do, oh, God, and that's why we're looking unto you. You are the author and finisher of our faith, and we need your help tonight, Lord. Please send on help, Lord Jesus. Send on power, Lord. Send on strength, oh God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We thank you right now for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for grace, my God. We thank you for what you've already done, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayers and for granting our petitions, Lord. We thank you for our miracles, oh, God. We thank you for healing. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We thank you for comfort to the bereaved families, oh, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for providing an answer to that one that's standing in the valley of decision, not knowing which way to go or what to do. Oh, God, we thank you for direction, Lord, for leading and for guiding us. Oh, my God, we praise you, Lord Jesus, and we magnify your holy name. We honor you, oh, God, for you're worthy of all praises. And we thank you for your word, Lord. We ask, God, that you will let your word be in our hearts, oh, Lord. Let it be in our mouths. Help us, oh, God, to meditate in your law both day and night. Help us, Lord, to pray without ceasing in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we glorify your name. And we thank you, Lord, for this ministry, for this broadcast. Oh, God, we ask that you will bless abundantly, that you will move by your spirit. Oh, Lord Jesus, let souls hear your word all around the world. Oh, my God, in places that we cannot reach.
God, let your word go there. Let your spirit go there, Lord. Let somebody come to know you, Lord. Somebody, Lord Jesus, who's struggling right now, not knowing what to do, feeling hopeless, feeling like there's no hope. Oh, God, give them hope. Lift them up, Lord Jesus. Do it, my God. Let it be done according to your holy will. And, Lord Jesus, whatsoever we didn't mention in this prayer, you know all about it, oh, God. You know what it is, and you know just what to do. We believe you, Lord, and we count it as done, and we thank you for it. We bless your holy name. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We turn it back over to the woman of God, Evangelist Bradley.
Glory to God. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We thank God on tonight. And people of God, the door has been extended unto us. Amen. The door of opportunity, the door of life has been extended unto us on tonight. Glory be to God. And we were admonished. We were admonished to walk therein. Amen. Walk into the door. Walk in, amen, into Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We pray that you have taken this word, that you will take this word, people of God, that you will not just look at it, amen, Jesus, but that you would apply action. Glory to God. The Lord has blessings. The Lord has opportunities waiting for you. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, he doesn't want us just to exist, but he wants us to live. Amen. The Lord wants us to live, and we know even as the woman of God say, amen, there's a war going on. The enemy don't want us to walk through this door. But people of God, it's extended unto you. Glory to God. Life, amen, forevermore is extended unto you. Glory be to God. And again, as we, amen, have forestated, he doesn't want anybody to perish. Glory be to God. Hell was not made for you. Glory be to God. It was made for Satan, amen, and the angels that fell with him. But because of the hardness of men's heart and they would not turn, glory to God, amen, Jesus. When the door was extended, they would not turn. When they heard the word of life, glory to God, even as tonight, they would not turn. Glory be to God. And there, amen, Jesus, because men would not turn, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, there's no sin that can dwell in his sight. Amen. Glory be to God. But the Lord has extended life unto you tonight, people of God. We pray that you made up your mind. We pray that you have gotten in a hurry. Glory be to God, because we already see time is truly winding up. We see the time. Amen. We see the happenings. We see the occurrences, people of God. Amen, Jesus. But we cannot be so calloused in our hearts, glory to God, that it won't happen to me. Amen. It won't happen to me. We see people dying every day, glory to God. And it's like people have this sense of, it won't happen to me. Glory be to God. But people of God, we're all going to have to transition one day. Amen. That's inevitable. Glory to God. But what you have a choice of is where you spend eternity. And we thank God on tonight, amen, because the word of life has been extended unto us to let us know, glory be to God, that Jesus is the door of life. He's the way. He's the door. People of God, amen, and we can walk therein. Amen, Jesus. We don't have to be blinded by the enemy's devices. Glory be to God. But we can walk and we can go forth in faith. Amen. We can walk and we can go forth in faith. Amen, Jesus, as the woman of God said, run on. Amen, Jesus. Let us run on to see truly what the end is going to be. We thank God for this word on tonight, woman of God. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. Always such a blessing when you're able to come by and be a blessing unto us. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And we just pray a blessing. Amen. We pray, amen, Jesus, a blessing over your life on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We pray on tonight that the Lord would bless you abundantly. We pray that he would bless all that you set your hands to do in the precious name of Jesus. We pray that he will cover you, that he will shield you, that he will cover your ministry in the name of Jesus. We pray that he will breathe upon you even the more, that he will breathe upon you afresh. Glory to God. We pray, glory to God, that even the doors of opportunity that the Lord has set before you, that you will walk in, that you will walk in, glory be to God, that you will walk in and that you will reap the benefits, glory to God, of all that God has in store for you. In the name of Jesus, we pray on tonight that the Lord will bless your going out, that he will bless your coming in, glory to God, from this day forth and even forevermore. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that the richness of the word, the favor of the word, even so as you ministered on tonight, glory to God, we pray that the Lord will breathe upon you, that he will, glory to God, increase you even the more. In the name of Jesus, we pray on tonight, hallelujah, we pray on tonight, glory to God, that the blessings of the Lord would overtake you on this night. In the name of Jesus, we pray on tonight, glory be to God, that his glory would rest upon you, that his anointing would rest upon you, that even in the days ahead, glory to God, this yoke-breaking anointing, this anointing that will cause people to come crying out, I yield, glory be to God, to the true and the living God. We pray on tonight that he will bless your ministry. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that he would enlarge your borders in the precious name of Jesus. And we declare it and we decree it so on this night. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank God for this word on tonight. People of God, we encourage you to get a copy of this word. We encourage you to get a copy and send, amen, someone a copy. Amen. Get a copy, send a copy. Amen. Glory to God. Let us not become slack. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. If you're sending it, amen, to this couple of people, amen, Jesus, maybe it's time to send it to someone else. Amen. Glory to God. Let us not become slack. Amen. In sending out this word, because the world needs this word, people of God. Don't you fool yourself. Amen, Jesus, to think that they are not listening. The world is listening. Amen. Glory to God. People are listening on the radio. People are coming. Amen. Glory to God. Increasingly in coming. Glory be to God. Because let me tell you something, people of God. There is so much untruth out there. There's so much that is not true. And the world knows truth when they hear it. Amen. Glory to God. And people are looking for truth. And we know that this word, glory to God, that is coming across this line, amen, it is truth absolute. We're not preaching doctrine, amen, but we're preaching the unadulterated word of God, the word that comes and changes lives, the word that comes and grips the hearts of men and women, amen, to show them the way, to show them the light, amen. Glory be to God that the way that we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity, but we don't have to die like that. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God on tonight for this word. Amen. Get a copy, people of God. We admonish you. Amen. And the number that you can text to get your copy, amen, is 912-257-3918. Amen. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God. Come on and get this word, people of God. Get this word. Send this word. Amen. For those that are listening internationally, you can text us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. 7234. Amen. Come on and get a copy of this word, people of God. Get a copy of this broadcast. Send it, amen, to people. Those that are listening via Facebook, please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead and send it. You can send it via Messenger, or you may even want to tag somebody, amen. But by any means necessary, let's get this word out, amen. There are those that are, amen, Jesus, that are waiting, sitting, Lord God, and they need this word of encouragement. They need this word of encouragement to help them to get up, amen. Give them the courage to get up and walk through the door. Get up and walk, amen, and move forward in faith. Glory be to God. There are those that need this word. Amen. There are those that need to know, glory to God, that there's a blessing, amen, waiting on the other side of the door. Glory to God. But if we don't send this word, they'll never know. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. We give God thanks and praise on tonight. Amen. For each and every one of you, amen, that have come out to listen. Amen, Jesus. We want to admonish you to come on back on tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus. There's another powerful woman of God that's going to be coming forth. Glory to God to come, coming forth to bless us. People of God, this is the Lord's doing. Amen. And it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's choosing. This is the Lord's picking. Amen, Jesus, because he knows. We don't know who all is on this line, but the Lord knows. Amen. And he, glory to God, amen, sets the word, sends forth the word, glory to God, for those, amen. We all need it. Amen, Jesus. But there's a people, there's a person in particular, every single night, amen, that there's a word that's catered just for you. Amen. So we bless God for you on tonight. We want to encourage you, amen, Jesus, to come on back again. Tell someone about the line. Tell somebody what God is doing in the midst of us. Glory be to God. And I tell you, people of God, I have been blessed on tonight. And I know that you have too. Amen. Again, tell somebody about this Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. Come back tomorrow night. Amen. So at this time, we're going to release the line back to the woman of God. Amen, Jesus, that she can, glory be to God. Amen, woman of God, if you so desire, amen, to let us know, amen, your broadcast, you can. Amen, Jesus, as we already forestated, you're no stranger to us. Amen, Jesus. But we're going to release the platform back to you, woman of God. Amen, for the blessing and for, amen, the dismissal of the line. God bless you. Thank God for you, woman of God.
The Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank God for everything that's been said, all the beautiful remarks and encouraging words. And I just thank God for the Prayer News Network. It truly is a blessing to me. Glad to participate. Amen. Whenever I can. Glory to God. God is a mighty good God, and he is worthy to be praised. We do thank God for everyone and all of your prayers and for your support as well. And as was mentioned, I do have a broadcast on Friday night and Sunday afternoon, the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. It starts at 7 p.m. on Friday evenings. And at 3:30 in the afternoon on Sundays. And if you would like to dial in, you can call the number. I'll give you that number. I actually don't know it by heart. I just go into my phone and look it up, and I press that, and that's a number I don't have to retain in my mind. But I need to look it up for you and give you that number. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we also have a guest line that you can call in if you have a testimony to give, or if you just want to, at the clergy, if you would like to have any remarks, or even if you want to preach, praise God, you're welcome to use our guest line to call in to be heard on the broadcast. So I'm going to give you the guest line first, and then I'll give you the call-in number as well. So the guest line has an access code to it, and the number is 978-990-5270. Again, that number is 978-990-5270. And the access code, 7946408. 7946408. And the show, if you just want to listen, that number is 319-527. Hold on a minute. I think I'm giving you the wrong number. Sorry about that. We'll just call it a guest line, and you'll be able to hear. You don't have to say anything. But you have the guest line, and that will also, you can listen to the show as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank God for you and for your prayers once again, for your support. And at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for blessing us. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us, O God. We thank you for this ministry, Lord. We thank you, O God, for the host and for all those who are laboring together in this ministry, Lord. We ask for a special blessing that you will continue to expand this and let it grow, let it reach far and wide. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let souls be delivered. Let souls be saved through this ministry. Let souls be blessed abundantly through this ministry. Oh God, have your way and let your holy will be done. We are asking you to remember us, Lord, when we depart from here and hang up from these lines. We ask you, Lord, to let your spirit remain with us. Let your presence remain with us, O God, and keep us and preserve us until we meet again at the next appointed time and hour. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Before I dismiss a woman of God, do you have anything else?
Amen. Amen. Nothing else, woman of God. We just, again, thank God for you. Glory to God. I want to invite our listeners to come on back tomorrow night. Amen. And please, ma'am, please, sir, bring someone with you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. And that does conclude our broadcast on tonight. God bless you. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Goodbye.